In Hampton, New Jersey, a guy made this sonic cannon.
He brought the thunder! Yeah, thunder!
I think this is the response from every person who lives in his neighborhood.
What the hell is going on around here?
Well, we're about to find out.
Rob Batowski is on the phone. The troublemaker, mister. What do you think you're doing over there? Hey, Rob.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Now, wait a second. Can you really alter the weather with this thing? Seriously.
I mean, you can see the clouds actually move if they're low enough, within 30,000 feet, I guess. You can see them just fade apart with this ring that comes out of this cannon. It's just a high-pressure ring. It's amazing.
But what if some people want it to rain, and what if some people want it cloudy?
It doesn't stop that. What it does is the tail is going to form, you know, as you fire this thing up in the air, it vibrates the rain, I guess. It doesn't freeze over. But you got to keep firing every 4 or 5 seconds just so it would stop, you know, it won't freeze. Like the stream in Pennsylvania in the mountains, and it's everything else is frozen around you, but that stream's still trickling. Just imagine if you keep slapping that water, it's not going to freeze, you know? Same concept.
Be like jiggling an ice tray in your freezer. Yeah, as long as the water's moving, it's never going to get to a solid state.
Or is that what you tell your neighbors? Hey, man, I got to keep doing it. I'm sorry. I know the more you bitch, the louder they go, and the more often they happen.
And it's great when you have bad neighbors, because it's just hilarious. You know, they can't do anything about it. But
well, I don't know if you had bad neighbors or if you caused bad neighbors.
Oh, I do. I have horrible neighbors. Yeah.
All right. So here's what I like. Butowski, who said he learned how to make the device.
Butowski,
who said he learned.
Butowski.
There you go.
Butowski. Not butt. Butowski.
No, just Butowski.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, Butowski. He says he learned how to make the device from instructions he found online.
I don't believe it.
All right, so what?
No, I didn't do it online. I figured it out. I just thought of it. I didn't go online. I went online to see what these tail cannons were. I saw a picture of one.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, well, there's no plans for it. So I'm looking. I'm like, well, that guy's probably 6 foot in the picture. That tire's probably 35 inches. I'll go from that. And that's how I figured it out.
All right. Now, the New York Post says, using directions he found online.
You can't believe anything in the Post.
All right, so.
You can't believe this news yet.
No, that's why we're calling to set the record straight. Now, obviously the neighbors are pissed, and I like to think of do they call the weather service? Do they call the FAA, the FCC? Do they call the cops? The confusion alone.
Yeah, I mean, they call the cops. They call the cops, and I mean, it's perfectly legal. I'm actually a federal firearms dealer as well.
Yes.
I have a gun shop here, and the guy down the street who owns a golf course, he re-ruined it for me just by calling the police when I was shooting back there, and it was all safe, but now he's going to have to deal with these sonic booms for the next couple of days, hours, years, I don't know.
And right in the middle of your backswing, fella.
Yeah, it's tough for a golf course and a giant hail cannon to coexist.
Now I'm working on a bigger one, so I got a GoFundMe page going on my Facebook. So we're going to try to build the biggest one and go into Guinness Book of World Records here.
Now, your neighbors say you're spelling it wrong. It's FUNME page, not what your neighbors told us, right?
Yeah.
Now, is there any scientific evidence that a hail cannon does what we're all expecting? I mean, it seems like it seems like science, right? It's pretty basic. But does it really actually stop? Have you prevented a known hail system from delivering hail to the area around your house?
There is a guy out, and I forget what state he's at west, but he's got an apple orchard, and it's huge, and he has, like, 20 of them around his farm, and he said he hasn't had hail in 20 years.
All right. And
and also this doubles as a propane can to scare off animals from eating grapes, eating stuff like that, because they make those for sale, but they're, like, $700. This I scrapped from material I found, you know. It worked. It's just stuff on it, you know, just to put together. So
I'm seeing a picture of it. It looks like something that's right at home in New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Looks like something some of our listeners would like to take a hit off of, actually. So,
but see, I'm in South Jersey. North Jersey's a different state. They're totally different up there.
Oh, okay. Now, have you spoken to the guy with the apple orchards who has done this?
I have not. And the only two people that I saw videos of, one that was him, and then there was a guy in the Netherlands. And he, I did email him, and he was like, "That's not. That's too dangerous. Don't do it." I guess because, you know, mine was bigger than his, but that's with most things in my life.
But the one thing both of those dudes have in common: no neighbor problems anymore.
Exactly. Yep. It's amazing, but
so explain.
I mean, I can send you guys a video if you want, so you can check it out, or you can check my Facebook out. There's a lot of stuff on there you can see. So,
oh, our producers are all over this. Yeah. They're like, "Bro, check this guy out."
Yeah,
we'll put that up for sure. Now, can you take us through briefly the process? Because you've got, it's about how tall? 16 feet. The cannon.
Yeah, the barrel is about 10 foot, and the expansion chamber is around 6 or 7 feet, and it's all mobile, so it folds up in the firing position. There's, you know, you can wheel it out. It's got a leg that comes up. I'm actually going to put actuators on so you can aim it left, right, up, down, where that cloud's at. And what you do is you have a spark plug in there and you have a taser module I found on eBay for like $12. But you have two tanks, oxygen and acetylene, and they're one of the most dangerous gas in the world. But you mix that by turning your valves, checking your pressures, and it mixes in the combustion chamber. And you hit the button, the taser makes a spark, and bang, goes the explosion. And
How do you pressurize it? How are you pressurizing it?
No, I have spark plug. You screw a spark plug in, weld it into the tank, and then it's just like a motor, pretty much. It's combustion like that.
All right, I'm going to put my dad hat on. You better be careful with that goddamn gizmo, boy. Blow yourself up.
I will try.
This sounds like something that I hope you know what you're doing, because it's chained together in pieces.
No, that was just extra. It was welded, but it was chained just for extra safety, because if they display, it wouldn't blow in off the side. So we made sure everything was fine. So
okay.
It worked.
Directed at the sky, you are confident that this can prevent a
hailstorm.
A storm system from dropping hail. I'm going to go with that. I have no proof that it doesn't, so I'm going to go ahead and say, directed at something else, have you been able to do any other type of fun activity that isn't completely weather-related with the impact that this thing lays out there?
Well, you know what? I hate raking leaves, and you know, they always fall. I shot at my tree, and it's just bare now, so I don't have to rake leaves. I'm good, so...
And again, the neighbor with the golf course, he's pissed because he's got all these extra leaves on his fairway.
I know. You can blow them right to the yard. It's amazing. We're going to try. I'm going to see if anyone can stand in front of it but far enough back and see if they can take a blast from it. But we'll see who wants to do that. I'm going to pay him a couple bucks. So
could you do this? The guy comes over to bitch at you. You set the cannon off. Bro, I'd like to continue this discussion, but it sounds like your car alarm is going off. You better have a look at that, man. Will it set off car alarms?
Yeah. Apparently, in World War II, Germany made these things to make for tornadoes, and they succeeded by shooting two of them at the same time at each other, and it worked. They tried to knock down planes with it, but they only got 300 feet.
Oh.
300 feet tornadoes are pretty big, so I mean, I'm not going to go that far yet, but if he keeps bitching, maybe. But
Yeah. I'm going to pick up your house, just like in The Wizard of Oz, man, so you better zip it.
Yeah,
so. Okay, listeners ask, so if you can fire it up in the air, and it's loud enough that it'll break up a cloud... What does it do if, like, there's an airplane?
It's not that. It's a cloud. Just it's not. There's not any mass to it. A plane will go right through it. It wouldn't do anything to it. Then it's just really a strong wind. Yeah.
Okay, you're sure? Because how high? You said it'll go up to 30,000 feet. That's worth it.
That's what they say. That it goes about a mile and a half in diameter. And then I don't know. But I mean,
be careful, bro. If there's planes falling out of the sky, it's gonna be tough to say. Oh, wasn't me, man. Check the other guy. He was.
Did you get in trouble? I don't even get in trouble for that. I hope not.
Not in New Jersey.
They come after guys with laser pointers, dude. And you got a huge cannon going. Oh, wasn't me.
And I sell guns here too. And the laws of that are horrible. So I mean, it's insane. State. I don't know what's going on with it, but
Hey, you got to get out here in the Midwest, dude. So how many?
I would love that, but
how many complaints in total? Is it just like one neighbor, or is it like everybody?
I think I got about 89 so far in counting, but that was all just from 5 minutes when I posted it. Everybody said I was an inconsiderate asshole. So being an inconsiderate asshole, what I did is I put really bright lights on it and a huge siren, so that way they know I'm going to shoot it before that. So now. Yeah, I'm not inconsiderate. Now they know it's going to be loud, so they.
Fair warning.
Yeah.
Fair warning.
All right.
Now, okay. On the flip side, you've got 89 complaints. Has this done anything for your business, for your gun business?
I don't know if it's going to do anything. It's hard to get guns right now because everything that's going on with this virus and whatnot, and people are just stockpiling things. But who knows? I just want to. I said I'd like to build a bigger one. Actually, I want a good steel that I can actually Yeah, the steel I found was probably 50 years old. I had to sand all the rust. It was a lot of work to do just to get it ready to weld it. So
yeah,
I see.
Maybe to make it good.
I see that where you live in Hamilton is it the blueberry capital of the world or because you're growing grapes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, there's blueberries. We are the biggest blueberry producer.
Oh, all right. So. And so now, have you used this long enough to know whether or not it will affect your yield? Overall,
I have not. I just, like I said, I just got done building it last week. I just test fired a couple of times, and I'm gonna let you guys actually hear the siren next on it if you want.
Sure.
It's 9:30 in Jersey. All right, this is good.
Yeah, well, here you go. Not bad.
All right. Now, where did you collect that siren from? That looks like maybe you knocked it off the front of a cement truck or something.
I was in the military and I had to do inventory one day. So, you know, I'm not good at inventory because they said there was three, but there's only two.
Thanks for your service, sir.
It took to December, but we have our favorite guest ever on the Dwyer and Michael Show for 2020.
And, Rob, since you were in the military, that is our siren, so we asked you to do it. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sir, you have it.
Oh, my God. What branch of the military?
I was in the Army, military police.
Oh, God bless you.
Thanks for your service.
I like to cause trouble, so that wasn't my kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, they frown on that, huh?
Honorably discharged, I hope, or retired.
Just like the cannon. Yes, honorably discharged.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, hey, listen to this email we got. Hey, you guys, the way he has it set up, we used to do something similar, but we would use a 50-gallon garbage bag, filled it with acetylene, and then set that thing off. It's a mind scramble.
Yep. This is all, you know, it's just amazing how it works. And that rain that comes out of the end, you hear like a jet taking off. It goes over your head, and people have no idea what it is, but now they do, so.
Now they do.
Hard to keep that thing, keep it secret.
Well, I tell you, if you don't mind, we're going to store your number, and provided you're still using this thing in the year 2021, I would like to hear about the effect it has on your yield, because I'm skeptical, but I have no proof that it doesn't work. And so I'd like to hear in a year if you're still able to do it, whether or not, because this is interesting stuff. And I mean, you know, we're here in the Midwest. There's a lot of crops here, and we lost a lot of them this year due to a wind called a derecho. Now, if there was some way in the beginning of this thing,
break that thing up,
that we could make a giant Rob Batowski derecho cannon and shoot that thing, we'd all be better for it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Plus, we'd really like to screw up the weatherman's, you know, five degree guarantee thing. If you could do that, and make him look like a jerk.
Well, listen, the next one's gonna be built. It's gonna have four barrels on it. It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be on the back of a truck, and then that's gonna be, hopefully get that done before New Year, so we can really set the New Year right.
So you compensating for something, Rob?
No, he told us.
I like to be loud, and I was never done these before, so it's just something different. And stuff.
Right.
This sounds like it's going to be somewhere between Warner Brothers and Twister is like where you've got this.
How many times were you suspended in high school, man? I bet you were.
I don't know, maybe three or four. I was pretty good.
Kid. Oh, all right. Okay. Oh,
that reminds me, high school. What was your nickname in high school?
The dude. The Big Lebowski.
Oh,
The Big Batowski.
nothing like that, but I mean, that was my last name. I don't know. But it was
the dude. All right, yes. The dude. Well, be careful, man. We don't want you to...
Oh, we're long beyond that.
Do you have 10 fingers? Just curious. Do you have all 10 of them?
I have nine and a half. One don't work, and one's, so...
All right.
I would say 9 3/4, but that's the same size as...
All right. Well, all right. High four, brother. High four.
All right, take it easy.
Have a good day. See ya. That's the dude, Rob Batowski. I understand what he's saying. It does work, but you got to keep doing it.
It does not work. It does not work. Please, this is stupid. It does not work. You cannot change the weather.
It scares away the birds. It pisses off the neighbors.
Okay.
And he has had how much hail damage this year?
None.
And you, negative Nelly. It works perfectly well. I think if it affects the weather, that's really just a side effect. Nothing. And can you imagine the cops? There's nothing we can do, man. It's noon. What do you want? Is it Mary Poppins where the neighbors shoot off the cannon, the crazy old guy, and they all know that, okay, it's top of the hour, they have to hold on to the vases and everything?
Oh, I think it is. That's this guy. Okay, all right.
Time to be reasonable is over. Time to build a four-barrel cannon. You want unreasonable?
Yeah.